Ha huagestig ri CGSF, nached poing aun FM, Crowley vo Burnaby, British Columbia.
Beep 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round. Everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things.
The leaves wave cheerfully in the peaceful summer breeze here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week, with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly at the Zucchini Land Pizza Contest.
I've been looking forward to this all year.
Yeah, pizza's my favorite food, and summer's my favorite season.
Summertime.
Tank tops, bathing suits, living on popsicles, ice cream, barbecue. We sit in the shed and we run in the sun, all tan and smiling, yeah, we're having fun. In the summertime, it's when I'm feeling fine. In the summertime, it's when I'm feeling fine.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
So, Jack, do we finally get to see your mystery pizza?
Yep. Look at this. Voila!
Whoa, that's a busy-looking pizza.
Sure is. What did you put on it?
Well, half of it has garlic, chicken, and broccoli, and the other half has red sauce with tomatoes, feta cheese, and spinach.
Oh, I hate to tell you this, Jack, but this pizza contest has a rule. It says that both halves of the pizza have to be the same.
Hey! It's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
rule.
Spelling, please.
R-U-L-E.
Definition, please.
Noun. Principle to which an action conforms or is required to conform. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are regulation.
All buildings must be equipped with fire extinguishers.
Order.
I order you to eat that sandwich.
Law.
In 1876, they made that illegal.
Decree.
I decree that from this day forth...
statute.
It's clearly stated in this document.
Direction.
Please take heed to the following note.
Or guideline.
To get the best results, preheat oven to 450 degrees.
Sentence, please.
Coach Young here to tell you about a rule we have here in gym class. If you forget to bring your gym sneakers, you gotta sit out gym class. That's the rule.
My folks won't let me stay up all night watching TV. Why I can't see makes no sense to me. Lots of chores I've got to do. No dessert till dinner's through. Yeah, it seems like every day I can hear my parents say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Rules.
You know there's got to be rules.
Got to be rules. Rules.
You know there's got to be rules. Got to be, got to be, got to be. Let me tell you, young child, you just cannot run wild. Don't you know? Don't you know there are rules? Tells me that I must be on time, as if it's a crime to run behind. Do your homework, she demands. Want to speak, then raise your hand. Yeah, it seems like every day I can hear my teacher say, young child, you just cannot run wild. Don't you know? Don't you know there are rules?
Hey, there's got to be rules.
Are you ready? Yes, there's rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready? Yes, there's rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Rules can be frustrating.
Rules
can be irritating. Sometimes I wanna say, sometimes I wanna say, why? Tell me somebody! I took my little brother out to play basketball. He never played it at all. He started kicking the ball. I got the ball and I got free, I dribbled it. He tackled me, never thought I'd see the day when I'd be the one to say, oh, oh.
Rules.
You know there's got to be rules.
Hey. Got to be rules.
Hey, hey, oh, oh.
Rules.
You know there's got to be rules. Got to be, got to be, got to be.
Rules.
Let me tell ya, young child, you just cannot run wild. Don't you know? Don't you know there are
rules?
Hey, there's got to be rules. Hey, yeah. There's got to be rules. Hey, I said there's got to be rules.
Rules.
Oh, yeah, I said there's got to be rules. Yeah!
A song from Vitamin L.
Alrighty, Steve. Let's see the pizza you're entering in the contest.
Ta-da! Vegetable overload!
Wow, yeah. I never knew so many kinds of vegetables existed.
Hey, that looks good. If there's any leftovers, I'd love to have a bite.
Yeah.
Well,
no, Polly, stay away from the pizza!
No!
Polly! Oh,
man, this just isn't my day.
early this morning, put on my clothes. I brushed my teeth and wiped my nose. But the trouble really started down at my feet, 'cause I slipped my shoes on nice and neat. I pulled on my laces like I always do, but the darn things broke right in two. You know, the laces broke, now I'm in a jam, 'cause I got to go. And here I am, I said, oh no.
Oh no!
Not again.
Not again!
Seems this day.
It seems this day.
We'll never end.
We'll never end.
Oh, mommy, mommy,
what can I do? I broke my lace, now I can't tie my shoe.
So I asked Daisy to go to the store and buy me a shoelace, 'cause I need one more. She said, I'll go, now I won't squawk, but first you have to sweep my walk. So I went to sweep her walk with a bing, bang, boom, but I couldn't do it, 'cause I didn't have a broom. I said, oh, no.
Oh no!
Not again!
Not again!
It seems this day.
It seems this day.
We'll never end.
We'll never end.
Oh mommy, mommy,
what can I do? I broke my leg, now I can't tie my shoe.
So I asked Joe for a broom to borrow. I said, I need it today, Joe, not tomorrow. He said, fine, said, that's okay. But first, please take my trash away. Well, I went to take the trash. I was ready to start, but I couldn't do it, 'cause I didn't have a cart. I said, oh no.
Oh no.
Not again.
Not again.
It seems this day.
It seems this day.
Will never end.
We'll never end.
Oh, mommy, mommy,
what can I do? I broke my legs, now I can't tie my shoe.
So I asked Annie for a cart to lend, so all my troubles would finally end. She said, sure, said, that's just fine, but first please fix this roof of mine. I went to fix the roof, but what was the matter? Well, I couldn't do it, 'cause I didn't have a ladder. Said, oh no.
Oh no.
Not again.
Not again.
It seems this day.
It seems this day.
Will never end.
We'll never end.
Oh mommy, mommy,
what can I do? I broke my lace, now I can't tie my shoe.
So I asked Sam for a ladder to climb to fix some roof that wasn't mine. Sam said, sure, said, that's not hard, but first you got to rake my yard. I said, all right, man, that's a piece of cake, but I couldn't do it, 'cause I didn't have a rake. I asked Debbie, said, Debbie, please, please give me a rake. I'm on my knees, she said she would. She said, that's that, but first you got to feed my cat. I said, all right. So I fed her cat. You know I fed her cat. That was that. I got a rake, it was a piece of cake, and I raked Sam's yard, that wasn't hard. So I got a ladder, I saw what was the matter. The roof wasn't mine, but I fixed it fine. And he gave me a cart so I could start. Took the trash away, Joe said, okay. And I got a broom with a bing, bang, boom. I swept Daisy's walk and she didn't squawk. She went to the store for one lace more. I tied my shoe and I was through, but I looked at the clock and scratched my head,
'cause it was time to go to bed.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Bill Harley. At the top of the news today, the 27th annual Zucchini Land Pizza Contest is taking place today on the grounds of the Zucchini Land Community Center. Judging is just about to begin, and Coward O'Sell has a preview of this year's entries. Coward.
Coward O'Sell here, surrounded by pizzas. Let's take a look at a few of them. Here's one with six different cheeses. Probably delicious. And over here, get the camera in here. Here's Mickey Mouse, a pizza shaped just like Mickey Mouse. And over here, moving along, it's a pizza with a smiley face made with peppers. And I don't think he would mind if I just have a little bite out of the...
Ouch! Oh. Stop that! Hey!
Well, this pizza's talking to me.
You're supposed to wait for the judging to take place before you take a bite out of me. Wow.
But I'm hungry and I really need a vacation.
Take a vacation. Don't eat any more of me, please. Ouch.
I think I'll go to Bermuda, folks. Back to you, Bob.
Me too. It's time for our weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Hello, folks. It's picture perfect here in Zucchini Land. Not too hot. Tomorrow looks like a humid one, though.
If I were a judge in the pizza contest, I'd vote for the one with extra cheese. Back to you, Bob.
Yes, nice and stretchy. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
Ever wonder what makes the cheese on pizza so stretchy? The answer can be found in everyday science. Mozzarella is the classic pizza-making cheese, and its stringy, stretchy quality is no happy accident. It's made that way. To make a long story short, let's visit the local dairy. Here, all cheese starts out as pasteurized milk, which is pumped into stainless steel vats where a special bacteria is added that feeds on the sugars in the milk, creating lactic acid in the process. Lactic acid is what thickens the milk on its way to becoming cheese. Next, the thickened milk is warmed and a clotting substance is added. In less than an hour, the milk has become curds, which are actual blobs of cheese, and whey, which is a liquid byproduct that is drained away. Now our mozzarella is about to take shape. Unlike other cheeses in which the curds are allowed to fuse together and be compressed into blocks, the cheese that is destined to become mozzarella is dropped into hot water and thoroughly stirred. That heat, combined with the stirring, makes the protein molecules inside the cheese much looser and more flexible. Even more stirring stretches them out into long strands that line up end to end. Not unlike the molecular structure of rubber. And finally, the now pliable mozzarella is salted and put into molds to harden and age. And the next time it's heated up, like in the oven of your favorite pizzeria, its long, stringy molecular structure returns to its old resilient self. Well, hope today's show wasn't too much of a stretch. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, Making Science Make Sense.
I hope my pizza wins.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, Susan.
So what kind of pizza did you enter in the contest?
Yeah.
A spinach pesto pizza with a whole wheat crust topped with tomatoes and cheese and sprinkled with sesame and poppy seeds along the edge.
Wow, sounds complicated.
Looks like they're starting to select the winners.
It's about time. I can't wait till this contest is over and we can eat some of these pizzas.
You said it. Let's get this country fair moving.
Country fair.
Bye.
from Brian Wilson.
All right, let's see who the pizza contest winners are.
Oh, look, Sam, your pizza has a ribbon next to it.
What does it say? Most original pizza.
Wow. It certainly is original. It's not even shaped like a normal pizza.
Nope. Looks like your zucchini-shaped pizza got the judges' attention.
Well, I thought I'd make my entry be a little celebration of the family name.
It worked.
My mom's a summer squash. I got a cabbage patch dad. They're the best garden parents you ever did have. Zucchini, that's what we are, zucchini. Happy to be zucchini. That's what we are, zucchini.
Well, you can find us in the garden. You can find us in the store. We'll be lounging in the veggie section, right by the swinging doors.
We got some friends called the Tomato Twins. They got potato head cousins with big hairy chins. Zucchini, that's what we are, zucchini. Happy to be zucchini. That's what we are, zucchini. Some people call us crazy.
The life we lead on the road.
You're telling me.
As the Zucchini Brothers. I mean, yeah. People think it's easy, but you know,
it's not.
The questions that we hear, like, for instance, people want to know, are you guys really brothers? What do we usually say?
Yeah. We're sure not sisters, and we're definitely not mothers.
No, we're not the flying broccoli babies. We're the cauliflower kids. And we don't know how to juggle or hang from a trapeze while doing magic tricks.
Zucchini, that's what we are, zucchini. Happy to be zucchini. That's what we are, zucchini.
Let's bring in the whole band.
Woo!
Bring it up now.
Zucchini. That's what we are, zucchini.
Woo!
Happy to be zucchini. That's what we are, zucchini.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Ugh, I'm stuffed.
Oh, I don't ever want to even look at another pizza.
No.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Sam speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Excuse me?
Buongiorno, Sam Zucchini. This is Almost Authentic Sports Goods, and we have something here you might be interested in.
You do?
That's right. Your very own Almost Authentic football, supposedly signed by Zucchini Land Beagles quarterback Mark Formanmeister.
Wow, Mark Formanmeister?
Tempt the customer.
That's right, Sam Zucchini. And for $19.95, it's all yours.
I don't know.
Tell the customer the product is for him.
Hey, it's got your name on it.
I thought you said it has Mark Formanmeister's name on it.
Actually, it is a Hartwig whose name is on it. A very messy handwriting, but it appears to have been signed by someone, or maybe this is just the dirt on it.
Wait a minute. Is this Amy the telemarketer? Amy, is this you?
All right, it's me.
Boy, I sure would have liked to have an autographed football.
I'd hate to disappoint you. I could always sign it for you.
Nah, thanks. That's nice of you, Amy. I think I'll pass, though. But how about a song from NRBQ?
You gave me a peanut. You let me inside the cookie jar. Boy, you're really up to par. You're nice people, you are. Deserve a star. You're nice people, you are.
You're nice people, you are. You're nice people, you are. Oh, it's nice to be around you. You're nice people, you are.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
Friday Harbor Tiny Radio in Washington, San Juan Island.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,291. And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to grow a pizza garden.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I thought pizza was my favorite food. Or at least Jack's favorite food.
There's so much of it, though.
Bird Note. I'm Jen Sizeland. I'm a writer and I've been obsessed with wildlife for my entire existence. Bird watching has always been a way to find peace. Now, as a mother, I want that for my child too. When I was pregnant, I had a visceral desire to walk in nature, introducing my unborn child to the bird song that I hoped would score his life. As a newborn, he'd wake at dawn and we'd listen to the bird chorus together. Many a fractious morning was soothed by watching jackdaws and collared doves through the window, crisscrossing the sky.